Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and you tune in today because you're sick of trying every fad diet under the sun and training yourself into the ground without seeing any results. That's why I'm here, to share the most effective ways to eat and train for sustainable and real results. What's up, guys? Welcome back to this week's episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. And before I get stuck into this week's show, I wanted to say a massive thank you to everyone who's been showing their support for the podcast lately, getting more and more downloads, which means we're seeing more and more traction on the show and helping more and more people, which is fantastic because, you know, as you would know if you've been listening to the show for a while, my goal is to help as many people as I possibly can. So the more we can spread the love and share the word about this podcast, the more people we're going to be able to help in the process. So thanks so much for that. And today's episode is going to be an absolute cracker. I did an interview or a bit of a Q&A, I guess, with Chloe Zepanowski, who is a client of mine, a good friend of mine. She is a YouTuber, so she's got a really big and very interactive and engaging YouTube channel, and she also absolutely loves the gym. So she's got an Instagram account which is dedicated just to fitness, and as I said, we've been working together for a while now, and she's actually going to be putting up an episode on her, or a vlog, sorry, on her YouTube channel in the next week or so, I believe. A video of one of our training sessions where I kind of go through all the mental and physical cues about what she should be thinking about while she's training. I believe it was a glute workout that we did. And then part of that video will be a Q&A, and I'm actually using the audio from that Q&A for today's episode. So it's not only going to be beneficial for females, but it's also going to be very beneficial for males as well. Anybody who is interested in training, nutrition, you know, any type of fitness, I guess, the Q&A, we answered some really good questions about nutrition, about training. So a massive thank you to Chloe for having me on her channel. And she put up a post on her Instagram story, and we had a lot of people kind of send back questions. So we just picked some of the best ones to do for this Q&A. So hopefully you enjoy today's show. If you do, please do take a screenshot of the episode, post it on your Instagram story, tag myself, tag Chloe, so we can get some feedback on what you think of today's Q&A. But that's enough from me now. Let's get stuck into today's episode.
So this is my PT, Danny.
This is me.
The DJK Fitness.
The DJK Fitness.
The DJK Fitness. And today we're going to do answer a few questions. I've gotten a heap from you guys, so we're just going to answer them today. Because I'm not actually a PT, yeah, so I don't really...
Yeah, and even though I am a PT, all of the answers to these questions, it's, in the end of the day, it's just my opinion. So, not necessarily saying it's the only way to do things, but this is what's worked for me and my clients and what I've learned over the years as a trainer, so take it or leave it.
Yeah. Right, so we got a few here.
Yep. So, what is the role of diet in achieving your goals? So assuming that it's fat loss or even muscle building goals, nutrition, like diet, is up there with probably the most important aspect of achieving your goals, because most of the time, people have a hold of their training. So if someone wants to get fit, they're most likely already doing the training side of things because it's the most obvious thing to do. And it's definitely not easy, but it's a thing that just comes more natural. Whereas the nutrition side of things is so important. And if you're not aligning your nutritional intake with your current goal, then you're not going to see the results that you're after. So I'm sure you can vouch for me here.
Definitely. But if I don't eat properly 100%. And I'm training hard, I'll still be putting on weight I'm not eating it like...
And I used to be...
Calorie deficit,
yeah. So to lose weight, you need to be in a calorie deficit. To gain weight, you need to be in a calorie surplus. But even for someone like myself who years ago was trying to put on weight, my nutritional intake wasn't aligned with my goal. So I was trying to put on weight, but not eating anywhere near enough. So I could train as much as I liked, but I was never going to see the results until I got the nutrition side of things down. And then once I did, that's when all the results started to come. And that's usually what happens with any clients that I take on. They're already doing the training side of things. Even like Chloe said, like she trains consistently all the time, but just that change in nutrition can really make a huge difference in what you actually, your appearance looks like and how you feel, how you recover, and even how you like sleep and stuff like that.
Yeah, sometimes if I am doing meal plan, I just stop exercising so I can focus on that, and then I'll like get back into exercising because I find that I drop weight way quicker when I focus on my eating.
Yeah,
and not so much my exercising.
I'll add to that quickly, that's a good point. So like if people often ask me a question, like if they're sick or if they're injured
what should they do to try and like maintain whatever results they've had so far. And nutrition is the one thing that you can always control. You're not always going to be able to train. You know, you may not have access to a gym or even access to a space to train.
Yeah.
Or you may be injured, but you can always eat well.
Yeah, definitely. Beginner's tips when losing weight. Oh.
When losing weight? Losing weight, just put them somewhere, forget where they are. And that's the easiest way to do that. Losing weight. So firstly, as you mentioned
Using weights.
Yeah. Far out. Get the question right next time, it'll be easier.
Beginner tips when using weights. So if you like going in to do weights for the first time.
All right, so especially especially for the females, so the girls listening and watching this, don't be scared of weights. So weights are not a bad thing. So the most common thing that I get from any girls that I start working with is that they don't want to do weights because they don't want to get big and bulky. But trust me, that is not going to happen. And an example that I often use is not doing weights because you're scared of getting big and bulky is very similar to not driving your car in case you become an F1 driver. It's not going to happen. I've been trying to get huge for years and it still hasn't happened. So if you figure out how to do it, let me know.
Yeah.
But in the first time or you're a beginner using weights and lifting, doing strength training is firstly actually learn the movements properly. So like when Chloe and I do a session together, the focus is always on form before adding weight to the exercise.
And I have something from this morning. I was actually doing shoulders and I was like trying to go heavy, but I was stuffing up the form. And then when I went really light, I could feel it so much more.
Feel I'm activating, yeah.
Yeah.
And I often tell people that strength training and lifting weights is a skill, just like it is learning to
ride a bike,
play the guitar or whatever it may be. So if you're not practicing it properly, then you're never going to do it properly. So don't rush, learn all the basic stuff first. Don't worry about all the crazy stuff you'll see on Instagram and things that look cool. Take the time to, you know, whether it's hire a trainer, whether it's go to the gym with a friend that already trains, or you know, go to like a reputable source of learning how to lift properly, and just take your time that way as if you would learning anything else.
I used to do cardio all the time.
Yeah.
Like when I was in high school, I just did cardio and I never lost weight or anything. And as soon as I started doing weights, my whole body shape changed.
Changed, yeah. It's
like for the better.
Mm. And like the more lean muscle mass that you have. So people think that having lean muscle mass is a bad thing. It's a great thing because the more lean mass you have, the more you can eat without putting on weight, the faster your metabolism will be. You know, obviously the stronger you're going to be. It's the benefits of strength training are huge, and not only physical, but like, and again, you could probably vouch for this as well, like self-esteem, confidence.
Definitely.
Your headspace, there's so many benefits.
Yeah, if I don't go to the gym for a couple of days, I feel a bit like gross and anxious.
Yeah, you release good endorphins when you go to the gym and
yeah,
it's just a good feeling.
I agree. What to eat after a weight session?
Okay.
We'll do that
first. So what to eat after a weight session? It's a tricky question because even though there's a lot of information in the health and fitness industry about what diet works best, how many meals you should have per day, all that stuff, in the end of the day, it is very irrelevant and it all is very personalized. So it comes down to how much energy you're taking in. So how many calories you're taking in for the day. If you're taking in less than you're burning, so you're burning more energy than you're taking in, then you'll lose body fat regardless of what you eat after the gym or when you eat after the gym. If you're eating too many calories, regardless of whether it's good or bad food, so you can still put on weight eating healthy foods. So it comes down to the overall amount you eat. So if you like to finish the gym and not eat for a while because you never really feel that hungry, then if that's what works for you, then stick to it. Might have another person who enjoys having like a large meal with, you know, protein, a lot of carbs and some veggies or whatever after they train. If that works for them, as long as at the end of the day they've stuck to their intake that they need to eat to either lose body fat or build muscle, then they're going to see the results. So change your mindset from specific meals, like, you know, what you're eating at what time of the day, to more so how much you're eating over the span of a day, over the span of a week, and being consistent with it. Because one good week or month is way better than a few perfect days.
Yeah,
of eating.
Definitely a consistency.
What do you reckon? What's your favorite meal after a gym anyway? Because there is people, like, I love having a big meal after I go to the gym. It's always like some form of high quality protein and some veggies and carbs. That's what I enjoy. I don't know, what's yours?
I'm like a full protein shake girl. If I can find a smoothie somewhere, that's my go-to after gym. Or like chicken rice with something. Yeah, some sort of protein.
There's a bit of a myth that you need to get in a protein shake straight after the gym. That's not the case, but you should be aiming to get in a good quality source of protein within the first couple of hours. So most of the time, a lot of the time that will be a protein shake because it's convenient. You may not feel like eating. You could get a smoothie or whatever it may be, and it's just easy to get protein in. So if that's what works for you, then just stick to that.
And I usually fast in the mornings. Like I'll go to the gym not eaten without having eaten, and then I'll like eat after, whether it's like a protein shake straight after, and then I'll get food.
Yeah, it's
and
good.
Eat food.
I might actually touch on that quickly.
Yeah. So is it good to fast or what?
Yeah, so intermittent fasting in particular is very popular at the moment, and like Chloe said, she may fast some days in the morning and then eat after she trains. So that's awesome, and there's nothing bad about that. And if that's what suits you and your lifestyle, then go for it. But the most important thing to understand is that if Chloe fasts in the morning and then eats like crap for the rest of the day and eats too many calories, even though she's fasted, she can still put on weight if she eats too much.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you're eating...
Sorry,
you go.
I feel like if I fast in the morning, because I'll eat heaps throughout the day if I have breakfast straight away, and I'll eat all my calories, and then at night I'll be like, what am I going to eat?
Yeah, exactly.
So it like gives me less time to eat?
That's right. So if Chloe's meant to eat, let's say just a random example, 1700 calories for the day. Yep. If she eats that from the moment she wakes up till the moment she goes to bed, or if she eats it after the gym till she goes to bed, it's still the same amount of food.
Yeah.
It's just more suitable for her because in the morning she may not be hungry, but she's hungry at night.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Go on.
Deadlifts and hip thrusts?
We'll do the hip thrust bit.
Yep.
So hip thrusts, this is probably one, male and female, but obviously hip thrust is an exercise pretty common that girls enjoy doing in the gym. It's a great exercise for glutes, probably one of the best exercises to build up your strength and size of your glutes. And Chloe's been getting nice and strong at it lately. 160. But the hip thrust, so It's actually a pretty basic way to set up, and I guess it's a little bit hard to explain just standing here telling you, or if you're listening to the podcast, but basically you want the box that you're using to be in line with the middle of your back. So mid back is where the box should be. So you're sitting relatively close. Your heels should be nice and close to your body, because if they're too far away from your body, you're gonna feel it in your hamstrings. Now, this is completely different to any other exercise in the gym, but you actually wanna stay rounded. So your shoulders should stay rounded, your head should stay tucked forward, so you're looking forward the whole time, and the only reason we do that is so that your pelvis stays tucked under when you push your hips up and you don't overextend. So if you're leaning back on the bench with your head up towards the roof, then the chances are your lower back is kind of going to go into that position, and you're just going to push up with your lower back. So we actually made the change a few weeks ago with Chloe's, and it was literally pretty much the only change was just the head movement, and it was completely different.
And shoulders as well, it helps.
Rounded shoulders and head, yeah. And now she's getting way more activation from her glutes, which, you know, like we did what, like we, I think before we did the 160, we were done maybe like 80.
Yeah.
Ever. And then one day we're just like, let's see how we can go with the new form, and went from literally 80 to 160 in the day.
Now I'm back down to 60 and I'm struggling on that.
Yeah.
But higher reps.
But the form is, as any other exercise, same as any other exercise, extremely important. But that hip thrust one is a good one. And you can actually go back, might be on ZepFit, or it might be on my Instagram, but there's a video where I kind of go through the cues you need to think about while you're doing it. So go and check that out.
Definitely. I showed Sharon that form as well.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, I feel it so much more in my glutes.
Yeah, it's funny. Like you can have someone who's trained for forever, and they look good, they feel good, they think they've been doing it perfectly, and you can make one like small adjustment. It might even be like a hand position on an upper body movement. It could be like something as simple as where your chin is or where your eyes are looking, and all of a sudden you feel it completely different.
How to lose belly fat? Best thing to lose, lower stomach fat.
Yeah.
The tire that all of us girls get.
The tire.
The baby protector.
So, unfortunately, it would be amazing if you could, but you can't spot reduced body fat. And what I mean by that is I can't go, all right, my lower abs, Yeah, I kind of go like my lower abs have body fat on there and I want to make them leaner, so I'm going to do a heap of abs. It just doesn't work like that. It'd be amazing if it does, if it did, but it doesn't. So to lose body fat in a specific area that you feel like you're holding body fat in more so than others. So like for males, a lot of the time it is the lower abs. For females particularly, it's usually around the hips or again through the lower abs. To lose that body fat, it just does come down to losing overall body fat percentage. Yeah. So you just gotta be patient. Don't focus on that specific area, because if you're constantly doing things in the hopes that you're gonna lose it in that specific area, it doesn't work like that. But I promise you that eventually, if you do just be consistent with eating in a calorie deficit and training well and focusing on those two things, then the rest will take care of itself and it will eventually reduce. It's just gonna be, it might just take longer to leave or to lose the fat from there than it may for somewhere else. Like I have friends that just look shredded in their abs year round, but they hold all of their body fat in their legs. Whereas I'm the opposite. My arms and legs look the same all the time, but my abs is where I hold most of my fat. So
yeah, everyone's
it's
different.
Just a genetic thing. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Protein intake for women?
Yep. So if you're someone who is becoming a bit more aware of like how much you're taking in, which I would highly recommend, something that you've done, isn't it?
Yeah,
become a lot more aware of it.
6 months to a year.
Yeah, and on that, like I just compare this to knowing your numbers in a business or knowing how fast you're driving in a car or how much fuel you've got left in a car. If you don't know your numbers, you're just guessing. So you really can't be disappointed with results that you don't see if you're not even aware of what you're currently doing to try and get those results. So protein for women, it, to be honest, is very similar, if not the same, as men. I would always recommend at least 2 grams of protein per kilo. So if you weigh 60 kilos, you should be aiming to get in 120 grams of protein per day at least.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Yep.
And on that, because this is a very common thing as well, 120 grams of protein is not 120 grams of chicken. So 120 grams of protein is actually quite a bit. And if you're someone that's never really been aware of it, it can be, at the start, you're just like, you know, holy crap, this is a lot of protein to get in. But like I said, if you're a bit more aware of how much you're eating, if you're having your protein after you train or before you train, if you're trying to get lean protein with your meals, regardless of whether you're vegan, not vegan, whatever it is, there's plenty of sources of protein. And once you get the hang of it, it's actually quite easy. But
if I'm like snacking, I'll go for like protein shake.
Yeah, that's good.
Every time I want a snack, I'm like, protein shake.
Protein shake, yeah. If you think you're hungry, have like a protein shake, wait 20 minutes, and then if you're still hungry, eat. But most of the time, it's just in your head.
Yeah. I always think, if I can eat a meal with veggies, then I'm hungry. But if I can't, if I just want lollies, then
yeah,
I'm just craving. All right, what's next? I'm sorry.
Stay away.
How long does it take to see results?
Yeah, it does vary, but
depends on how hard.
The one thing I will say is that as much as people don't want to hear this, you want to lose body fat as slow as possible and gain muscle or gain weight as slow as possible, because the faster you lose the body fat, the more likely you're going to put it back on and the more likely you're going to lose muscle mass in the process. The faster you gain weight, obviously, the more likely it's going to be body fat. So if I've got someone that's trying to lose, let's say, 3 kilos, ideally, I wouldn't want them to lose that in any less than, let's say, 4 to 5 weeks. Because I could easily give them a plan that's going to get them to lose that amount of weight in 1 to 2 weeks. It's easy to do. You could probably put together, whoever's watching or listening to this could put together a plan where you could get someone to lose that weight in 1-2 weeks. But
I've lost 2 kilos in a week before.
It's not sustainable, is it?
No. You put it straight back on. If you're not meal planning properly, consistently, you just put it straight back on.
Yeah, and more often than not, if you're losing weight that quickly, your approach is going to suck. So you're not really going to enjoy the way you're eating or training. So you might lose it, but it's not gonna be sustainable. So in the end of the day, it's not really worth it if there's those results you have for like a few days or a week.
Yeah.
And you hate the whole process.
Definitely. That's all the questions.
Easy, that was all the good ones anyway.
Yeah. They're all pretty similar, like everyone asks about nutrition, how to lose weight.
One more I will just add in, because it kind of popped up a little bit here, but it's a question that I get all the time, is specifically with the glutes, so building up the booty, how do you do it?
It's a big one these days.
It is. What is?
Building up
the
glutes.
The best way to do it is to literally to get stronger over time. So to make your body change, you have to give it a reason to. So doing like countless bodyweight squats or countless donkey kickbacks or exercises that are really good for activating your glutes will not build up your glutes. So to actually build a muscle, and your glutes are a muscle just like your biceps are or your leg, your quads or your back, whatever. To do that, you need to give it a reason to grow. So some of the best exercises that I will recommend if you are starting to use the gym, one which we've already gone over is the hip thrust, whether it's a barbell hip thrust or adding a dumbbell to your hips or whatever. Second one is Romanian deadlift, which is predominantly for hamstrings and glutes. Third one is squats. Obviously, there's heaps of variations, barbell, dumbbell at your chest, whatever. Leg press is another extremely good one. Step ups are really good for the glutes. And then the other one that I throw in a lot with my clients, which is not necessarily one that people would go to straight away, is heavy sled pushes. So loading up a sled, if you don't have one in your gym, another really good way to do it is to use the treadmill and just leave the treadmill off and just hold on to the rail at the front of the treadmill. But they're all kind of like your exercises that will give you the most bang for your buck. The exercises like crab walks and stuff like that with bands and hip thrusts with no weight, and like I said, donkey kicks and things like that are awesome exercises to activate your glutes, but doing just countless reps of that will not grow your glutes to probably what you're after. So
then if you're like starting out, you can't go like straight away to like 50 kilo.
Exactly right.
Because I know heaps of these people are beginners as well.
Yeah, and that's kind of comes back to what we were talking about before. Like, take your time, build it up. Don't stress about adding heaps of weight just because you saw, you might have seen a video like of Chloe doing a weight that you think you'd love to be able to do that weight, but you got to realize that she's been doing it for a long time now. So take your time with it. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. Yeah. Make sure you're taking the time to learn the right exercises, and the rest will take care of itself. All right, Chloe. Thanks so much for having me on your show today for YouTube, and thank you for coming to join me on the podcast, because as I said at the start of the show, like heaps of, obviously girls are going to tune into today's show, but there's so much information in there that applies to both male and female.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming on the show. Guys, if you want to see more of Chloe's content, which I'm sure you're already following along with her social media stuff anyway, I'll put the link to her YouTube channel and her Instagram. She's got two Instagrams, I guess, personal one and a fitness one as well, which has a lot of good content, stuff from our sessions that we do together, plenty of stuff that Chloe does on her own as well. And I believe you have a fitness line coming out soon.
I do. In
is
about
that
a month.
To be
time.
On the podcast.
Yep, it can be on the podcast. I haven't really announced it properly yet, but
it's on the podcast now.
It's on the podcast.
So that I'll keep you guys up to date with when that comes out as well, because there's some really cool gear. Obviously for females, I probably won't be wearing any of it.
I reckon we could get you in the crop top.
I wouldn't have thought.
I'll give you a hat.
But guys, thanks for tuning in today. Appreciate it. Chloe, thanks for coming on the show. I really do appreciate you taking the time to come in, and we'll do another episode at sometime in the near future.
Thanks for having me.
No problems at all. Guys, thanks for tuning in. As I said at the start of the show, if you've enjoyed the episode, please do take a screenshot and post it on your Instagram story. Tag myself, tag Chloe. We'd love to see your feedback on the episode. And like I said, we'll do another one in the future. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
All right, guys, before I wrap up today's episode, I just wanted to make a bit of an announcement, I guess. In 2017, in December, myself and a great friend of mine, Michael Klim, did a 24-hour sled push challenge to raise money and awareness around mental health, and in particular for the Beyond Blue Foundation. And we managed to raise just over $10,000, which was amazing. It was one of the coolest things I've ever done. We actually did a podcast and a full YouTube vlog on it, so you can go and check that out. But the big announcement is that we're doing it again this year, and I can't wait. I'm absolutely pumped for it. So on the 7th till the 8th of December this year, from 6 p.m. on Friday till 6 p.m. on Saturday, I'll be pushing a sled non-stop at KB Performance down in Coburg here in Melbourne. The same thing, to raise money and awareness around mental health. It's an extremely important topic and something that I'm really passionate about. And obviously, we hope to raise even more money this year, create more awareness, and get more people involved. So There will be a link in the show notes today for you guys to come down to the event. So there's a Facebook event that I've made, so you can check out some more details, or feel free to donate if you would like to donate to the cause. But it's going to be great fun. I cannot wait for it, and I'd love for you to get involved. So make sure you check out that link. And again, thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you did enjoy it, and I can't wait to chat to you again in next week's show.